As Governor Walker is out in the national spotlight more and more in what seems to be the beginning of a run for president, he's beginning to get the scrutiny of an early leader in the pack of GOP hopefuls. One question that's been on the table, does Governor Walker's lack of a college degree matter in light of a likely presidential run?
Our next guest says that when we consider that question, we should lean toward competence over credentials, like a college degree. Edward Morrissey joins us now. He's a senior editor and correspondent for HotAir.com, a division of Salem Communications. Ed is a featured online columnist at The Week and The Fiscal Times. Ed, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
Well, let's go right to the heart of it now. Should we care? Should the voters care if Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, and now a likely presidential candidate, has a college degree?
Well, let me first start by doing a full disclosure. I don't have a college degree. In the column that I wrote at The Week, I explained that. And I've been a hiring manager for a couple different corporations where I've had to screen people for positions, primarily entry-level positions, sometimes supervisory positions. And so, obviously, when I've gone through that, I've looked at people's credentials in terms of professional credentials, in terms of educational credentials. So, you know, voters are going to choose what it is that's important to them. What I would say, though, is that the college degree matters a great deal to people who are starting out in their professional careers. It certainly did to me. The lack of it certainly became an obstacle that I had to overcome. And quite frankly, it took a long time for that to happen. When you get to the level of, you know, you're in your 40s and your 50s and you're applying for, I'm going to use the scare quotes here, applying for higher level positions like, you know, President of the United States, usually what you're looking at then is the body of work from your life and not the credential that you did or did not get 20, 25 years earlier. And it's different when you're talking about being in a profession where credentialing is really essential. Like, for instance, being an attorney, you can actually be an attorney in some places without having a law degree, but you have to be able to pass the bar. And I would almost bet you that those people would have to hang out their own shingle in order to work in that field because the competition is so tough for entry-level attorneys into law firms, and of course physicians, and for that matter, teachers, instructors, professors, same thing. But when you're talking about politicians, when you're talking about people who are running for office, they're usually the credential that you're looking for is their track record in that particular area, or a track record, say, in the private sector. And you see that sometimes when people are running for the Senate. Carly Fiorina, I think, would be the first one that comes to mind in California. She ran for the Senate in 2012 on the basis of being the CEO of Hewlett-Packard for several years and having that executive experience in the private sector.
And yet you look over the roster of the history of presidents, and it's a very heavily college-educated lot, the last three presidents having post-secondary degrees.
Indeed.
Bush, Clinton, and President Obama. Do you think that the American public has come to expect that for some reason? Maybe it's tangible or maybe it's intangible in a president.
Well, here's the thing, Veronica, and I think that this is a cultural issue, and I think you've got you put your finger on something interesting here, which is that we have been spending so much time trying to tell people how important a college degree is that it's counterintuitive at this point to say, well, for the most important, you know, political office in the land, maybe we shouldn't worry about whether or not a person has a college degree. But when you get right down to it, what college degree is the qualification for the presidency? I would say in Wisconsin voters, what college degree was the prerequisite for being governor of Wisconsin? Now, granted, there's going to be a number of Wisconsinites who aren't very happy with Scott Walker for various reasons. They're going to say, yes, doggone it, we should have insisted on a college degree. But the prerequisite, the requirement that voters want is, what are the positions that this person has? Do they match up with mine? What is his competence, especially if it's an executive position? What is his or her competence in running an executive organization? And I think that's even more important in this particular cycle because of some of the issues that have come up in the second term of the Obama administration, specifically like the VA. Those are the types of things that people are going to be looking at. And traditionally, when you're looking at presidential candidates, you're looking at people who have either been governors or they've been senators, very few candidates come out of the House of Representatives, for instance, and almost none of them win the nomination. The last person to, I believe, win a nomination out of the House of Representatives was over 130 years ago. It was James Garfield. And so they're looking at political pedigrees, political track records, and they're looking at that type of competence.
When you're running for president, there's a tremendous vetting process. Every aspect of your history gets scrutinized by your own party for liabilities, but also by the press and all of that, your competitors, your opponents. If you look at a college degree, and you kind of get at this in your piece, too, if you look at a college degree as evidence that someone has had the wherewithal to complete something, to stay with it, to finish it, something that's difficult and requires some stick-to-itiveness, is there a worrisome sign there for someone who, in this case, you know, may have begun the degree process but not completed it, say?
Sure. And using myself again as an example of this. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you can make that, sort of value judgment with somebody who is, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years out of college or out of dropping out of college or 4 or 5 years or 6 or 7 years. But, you know, if I'm a hiring manager and I'm looking at somebody to run a part of my business and I'm looking at somebody who's got, you know, 13 years of experience doing that same type of work, I'm going to be a lot less concerned about whether or not he graduated from a college degree, especially if it's something that isn't really very germane to what it is that I do. And I think that's the difference. We do that type of credentialing in place of life experience, especially with younger people entering the workforce. And that's the reason why it is so important for young people to get the degree. And, you know, having gone through the experience of living without that degree for 30 years, I mean, I know that some people, when this story came out, or, you know, it didn't come out, I mean, it's been known about Walker for you know, a long time, but you saw people saying, well, you know, if what we have in Washington, D.C. is an indication of what happens when you have people with degrees, let's get a lot of people without degrees. And that's just silly. That's just silly. But what a degree does is it allows people who are competing for a finite number of jobs, especially in higher-paying positions, to preempt some of the life experience that would actually apply better to whatever the job is that you're getting. Once you get the life experience, the degree really loses its significance in terms of being able to compete for these jobs, and even more to the point, being able to actually do those jobs. And that is, I think, what voters are going to really be looking at. It's Scott Walker, and again, I'm not flacking for Scott Walker here. He's one of a number of Republican candidates, and there's a number of governors that are going to be in this race, most of which I would imagine probably have college degrees. So it's certainly a point of difference, and I'm sure it's going to be a competitive issue in the primaries. But basically, people are at this level are looking for people who can do the job, not people who have had an education.
Right, and you point out that Scott Walker has been in public life for about 25 years.
Yes.
So do you think that, you know, to voters, there should be, or will be some appeal to someone who has that kind of track record, maybe instead of, or just as a counterballast to a college degree?
Well, my guess is that it's really not going to be terribly relevant. I mean, I don't think that people are going to look at it and say, I'm really glad he doesn't have a college degree. That's just the kind of guy I'm looking for. I mean, I don't see that as being a plus, and I don't really see it as being a particular minus, just because I think people are really going to be focused on what you just said. They're going to be focused on his track record. Did he do what he said he was going to do in Wisconsin as governor? Did he run the state well? And, of course, he's governor still, so that's still it's an ongoing assessment of where Wisconsin's at and how his policies are playing out, and that'll be ongoing throughout the rest of the primary season. But I think that's really what they're looking at. And I think the idea that the degree matters when you can't put your finger on the life experience. And I think that, you know, when Bill Clinton ran for president, I remember when this was going on, I mean, there were some things made about him being a Rhodes Scholar, going to Oxford for a little bit, which is certainly impressive, very impressive. But the more impressive thing was that Bill Clinton had been a governor, an attorney general, and a governor in the state of Arkansas. I think he was in his third term as governor when he ran for president. And so he had an extensive track record as to how the state of Arkansas was running, and he used that to argue that he was a more centrist candidate than other Democrats. He was more in line with Main Street America. So, I mean, they weren't even playing the I'm a Rhodes Scholar, I'm brilliant, and therefore you should elect me just on the basis of that sort of thing. So I think, you know, I'm never going to try to underestimate the political wisdom of Bill Clinton, because he's a brilliant politician. Even if I don't necessarily agree with his policies, he's a brilliant politician. But he drilled down to what it was that voters actually wanted. And it wasn't a Rhodes Scholar. They wanted somebody who was going to get things done and provide a change of direction from where the country had been for the last 12 years.
Let's see what listeners have to say now. We've got Jason on the line with us in Appleton, and you can join us, too, at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Jason, hi.
Good afternoon. I agree with a lot of what your guest has to say relative to the importance of a degree and initial job seeking. But I think that the biggest gap with Scott Walker is he needed to develop his critical thinking skills a little bit better, and perhaps finishing the degree would have accomplished that. I just see him taking other people's ideas and endorsing him wholeheartedly without completely considering him.
Jason, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. And what about that, Ed? Is there something, advocates of higher education, of college degrees, tend to say is that college teaches, you know, gives you more than a piece of paper. It gives you critical thinking skills.
Absolutely. And I don't disagree with that. But, I mean, Scott Walker was, I think, one semester short of a degree. I mean, it's not like he wasn't in college at all. It's a guy who did pretty well in college. Marquette has confirmed, and Walker waived his privacy, and so Marquette has confirmed that he withdrew voluntarily. He was a student in good standing. Apparently was doing well. He was about a semester short of a degree. So it's not as though he had never been exposed to critical thinking skills. And this is, to be honest with you, did a lot better than I did, because I was I actually left voluntarily too, but it was basically one step ahead of the dean's letter coming to me and saying, maybe you should try to do something else with your life. So, but I mean, this is a guy who went through almost the entire baccalaureate process. So he was exposed to critical thinking. Now, I think, I believe the name caller's name was Jason. I think Jason certainly is correct that voters are going to judge him on his critical thinking skills. I just don't think that it's necessarily relatable to whether or not he has a degree.
We're talking right now with Ed Morrissey, senior editor and correspondent for HotAir.com, a division of Salem Communications, and is a featured online columnist at The Week and the Fiscal Times.
We're asking you, will it matter to you as a voter whether or not a candidate for president has a college degree? Do you think presidents should have college degrees? Is it an asset? Is it a liability to not have one? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking now with Ed Morrissey. Our guest says we should value competence, experience over credentials when it comes to our political figures, and that Governor Walker's lack of a college degree isn't the most important aspect of his background.
We want to hear from you. Does it matter as a voter whether or not a candidate has that college degree? Should presidents, should it be a prerequisite in your mind that a president have a college degree? Tell us why you think that or why not at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Go back to our callers now. Jeff is on the line in Platteville. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I guess my comment or question is, given the Republican Party's, I don't want to call it a platform, but they've been anti-intellectual for sure for a number of presidential elections here, and they see the university systems in general as being too liberal and opposed to the conservative agenda. My question is, I wonder if Scott Walker's not having a degree will make him a hero to the far right.
Thank you for the call, Jeff. Ed, what do you think?
No, it's a great question. You know, there is certainly a pushback among Republicans about liberal academia. I don't think it's going to make him a hero. I don't see that as because it would have been one thing if Scott Walker had declared, you know, Marquette would probably not necessarily be the greatest ground to do this, but declared that, you know, this, you know, academia is corrupt, and therefore I'm no longer going to participate in this corrupt system. I am leaving college. You know, if it was something like that, you know, possibly, although I think it would have been considered rather silly. That wasn't what he was doing. He left college because he decided he wanted to go in a different direction, and his decision to withdraw really had nothing to do with liberal academia or anything else like that. So, you know, I think you'll see, Veronica, there'll be some commentary about, oh, it's great that we get somebody who's unencumbered by academia, but I still think that's not a winning argument either. I just think it's really not going to be relevant. And in the end, I just think it's one of those background issues that just really is not going to resonate with voters. I think voters just have other things on their mind. There's certainly going to be a few people out there who want to see somebody with a degree. And the wonderful thing about the American electoral process is that we've got about 125 million hiring managers for the presidency, and they can pretty much have whatever criteria they want. But I think, by and large, this is really going to be a nothing burger for Scott Walker, one way or the other. I don't think it's going to play one way or the other.
Well, Jeff, thanks for the call. And, you know, partially in any campaign, it is what the facts are, and it is how you explain it, how you frame it. And Scott Walker has said, I've got a master's degree in taking on the big government special interests. And I think that's worth more than anything else that anybody can point to. Is Scott Walker framing this issue the right way, in a way that's going to be winning to voters?
Sure. I mean, and this is what he's doing. He's framing his competence. He's saying, look, this isn't about a credential that I didn't earn, well, was it 25 years ago or 24 years ago? It's about what I've done in the last 22 years as a public servant, first in the state legislature, then as Milwaukee County executive, and now finally as a term plus a few months as governor of Wisconsin. And I think that's exactly the way they're going to frame it. And I think to the extent they're going to frame it that way, to the extent that it becomes a topic. But I actually don't think that this is really going to be much of a topic down the road anyway.
Well, we're going to leave it there. Ed, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Ed Morrissey. He's a senior editor and correspondent for HotAir.com, a division of Salem Communications. Ed is a featured online columnist at The Week and the Fiscal Times. And you can read his column about Scott Walker and college degrees over on the Central Time Facebook page.